Just calling for action, calling for traffic calming on that side of the village. As we know, it's a very busy road, the R294. And there actually was an accident with a young lady coming out from her house. And she couldn't see, the sight lines were poor, couldn't see over the village. And thankfully, both drivers were okay. There was no fatalities, but this is something that's very serious over that side of the village. It's very serious to the people that live in the village and the surrounding communities, because the school has been accessed from the Culfather Road, or the Maidhu Road as we call it, and there's people coming up onto the main road on the Boyle side of Gertsching, all the houses that are there as well, and something needs to be addressed. There's people walking to the cemetery as well, and we could do with the footpaths being extended to keep everybody on a footpath that is walking up there. So I call for action on it. I have called for it before, but it's a serious issue now at the moment in this village. And look, today, as we said, we had the budget today and then we had a municipal meeting, but as councillors, we're calling for more money, and we're calling for most of the motions today were all to do with, you know, traffic calming and around schools in towns and villages, and, you know, built up areas as well. Like, and we need to see this work being done.
Even as you have mentioned, if that funding pot was increased, then would come, I presume, the decision on which projects to prioritise in South and West Sligo. And as we've seen today, there's quite a high volume of traffic calming measures wanted in a large number of towns and villages right across the area.
That seems to be the problem that we're facing at the moment. It doesn't seem to be the problem. It is the problem that we're facing at the moment, funding for these schemes. And there's probably not enough coming from central government, and that's something that we will have to try and address too. But we also need to, you know, to look and see where these should be prioritised and the danger areas, and don't let funding be a problem. That shouldn't be a problem. If these are danger areas and need to be addressed for the good of the people that live in these areas, then they need to be done. Don't let funding be the problem.